What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I appreciate every one of you for listening to me on today. If you're on my Feel the Beat web radio station, I appreciate you for getting up so early at 6 a.m. to listen to me and support. It means so much. If you're listening to me on any of my other platforms, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate everything. I know that you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to stop by and show support. Thank you to all of my subscribers. Thank you so much. If you would like to subscribe to my podcast, it is now $2.99 a month. And yeah, go ahead and subscribe. Join my team. You'll have access to any of my content whenever I upload it. You'll get it right away. Also, you guys, you are welcome to email me with episode ideas, comments, concerns, whatever you have. You can email me, kimijl774@gmail.com. If you give me at least one day, I'll be able to respond to your emails. Also, you can message me on any of my social medias, on the web radio station, Spotify. There's always ways to contact me. Just hit that message button and send me a message. Let me know what's going on, what's on your mind. So I decided to go ahead and redo the episode I was supposed to upload 2 days ago. So I recorded an entire episode thanking you all for everything, all the support. Just some good information. Then I found out that the microphone was not working. So I had to delete an entire episode of thanking you all. So here I am again. I am going to break down some of the countries, states, cities, all of my analytic information. I'm going to break that down for you all and make sure I thank you properly. So let's get into this. I have 16 new followers. Thank you all for coming aboard and checking out my positive content. If you're new here, I talk about positive things. I motivate, uplift, and encourage you. That's what you're going to get when you come to my podcast. So, I'm going to go ahead and dive into the top countries. 2, 4, 6, 8. I'm going to do the top 8 countries that listen to me, that support me, that show love. I have the United States, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, Brazil, Canada, Australia, and India. Thank you all so much for constantly coming and just showing support. So I'm going to break down the states now. So I clicked on the United States, and Arkansas is number one. Number two is Washington. Number three is Virginia. Number four is Texas. Number five is California. Number six is Ohio. Number seven is New Jersey. And number eight is Florida. Okay. Thank you all. I'm shouting you out. I'm going to click on Arkansas. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cities that I'm going to name, my top five cities in Arkansas: Pine Bluff, Little Rock, Conway, Jonesboro, and Whitehall. Thank you all so, so much. Let me see. All right. So number one was Arkansas. Number two is Washington. So when I click on Washington, I have Seattle, Tacoma, Faraway, Marysville, and Graham. Those are the top cities. Okay. And coming in at number three is Virginia. So when I click on Virginia, I have Ashburn, Virginia Beach, Richmond, DeWitt, Falls Church, Newport, News. And those are my top cities in Virginia. Okay. So I'm going to do two more, you guys. Number four is Texas. All right. So when I click on Texas, I have Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Fort Worth, Arlington, Irving, Odessa, Mesquite. Okay. I see you. All right, Texas. And last but not least, I have California. All right, so Los Angeles, Mountain View, Santa Ana, Fontana, Moreno Valley, Sacramento, and Oakland. Those are my top cities in Cali. All right, I'm shouting you all out. So let's go to my number two country, which is Germany. All right. So, okay. I have Land Berlin, Lower Saxony. Is it Hesse? Hesse? Okay, so let me come out of that. I have France. France is my number three country. Number three, we have the United Kingdom, Brazil, Canada, Australia, India. All right, you guys, I am going to cover the rest of you in part two of this episode. I'm going to skip over to the platforms and apps that you all listen to me on. Okay. Majority of my listeners are on Spotify. 65% of you all are listening to me on Spotify. I have the web browser coming in at 13.5%. Amazon Music is 12.5%. And other 6.3%. All right, you guys. I covered this on the other day, but I'll mention it again. The female percentage is 48. I have 45% men that listen to me. 4.9% did not want to be identified. And 1.6 is non-binary. Okay. So the age ranges, I covered this on the other day, but I'll mention a couple. 35% of you all are between the ages of 45 and 59. 28% of you are 35 to 44. And 21% of you all are ages 28 to 34. All right, you guys. So my top episodes that you all listen to is the 90s and 2000s gospel throwback. Coming in at number two is the 90s, 2000s men of R&B. Coming in at number three is the 90s R&B and hip hop throwbacks. Okay. So I see that majority of you all come on here and listen to my music episodes. If you're interested in my web radio station, it is a 24-hour web station that I created because I love music, and it's just a chill spot. Come over there and catch some good vibes with me and check out some of that good music that I play. I play some of everything over there if you're unfamiliar with the web station. If you're interested in the gospel portion, Sundays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., I play gospel. So check that out, the gospel episodes. Other than that, all the other days during the week, I play some of everything, majority R&B, some rap. You just have to come check me out. Come on and catch a vibe with me on that station. I'm going to go ahead and give you the exact website so that you can go there. If you're not on my social media platforms, then you will type in fillthebeatradio.webradiosite.com, and that'll take you right over to the station. If you are on my social media platforms, go to my profile, my bio, click the link, and it should take you right there. All right. So yeah, I'm on. Those were the top three episodes. I appreciate you all for listening to the episodes and constantly coming back to show love, show support. You're sharing my content. That means a lot. You are increasing in numbers as far as listeners. And every now and then I have to come on here and just say thank you. Just devote an entire episode to thanking you all for showing me support. All right. My subscriptions, like I said, I'm looking at my subscribers. It shows me your name. It shows me your name and how long you've been subscribed and all that good information. Also, I have certain episodes that are just for subscribers, and you can only listen to them if you are subscribed. So yeah, if you're interested, I've lowered the price to $2.99 a month. Go ahead and check me out, you guys. But yeah, for the most part, that is all the information I'm gonna give on the analytics for today. I want to encourage you all to constantly keep going. Don't let anyone slow you down. Don't let anyone try to block you from just being you and moving forward in life and just making this world a better place. Don't let anyone stop you from doing that, because I tell you, people are out here being evil, just doing things to try to block other people and hinder them from moving forward in life. But I tell you, once you are laser focused on what you want to do, there's absolutely no one in the world that can stop you from reaching your destination. No one. No matter how hard they try, you're going to be so focused on the finish line and where you're trying to go, you're not even going to worry about the naysayers and the people that are being negative. So I'm here to encourage you on today to keep going. Have tunnel vision. Don't worry about people that may be in your ear being negative, people that are trying to throw monkey wrenches in your plans. Don't worry about all that. Don't worry about those people. Because I tell you what, 5 or 10 years from now, when you reach your goals and reach your destination, those people are going to be in the same place that you left them in, because they don't desire to do anything in life. The only thing they want to do is try to stop other people from, you know, evolving more than them or keep them stagnant. But if you have people like that in your life, it's time to move around. It is time to move around. It is time to get rid of those people, because they are serving you no purpose at all. None. They're just taking up room and keeping you from elevating. And in this season of our lives, we're going to elevate. We're going to move forward. We're going to thrive in this life. We're going to do everything that we wanted to do, as long as it's positive now. You're going to do everything that we've always wanted to do. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anyone tell you that you're too old or it's too late for you. Don't let anyone tell you that, okay? Take those words and turn them into something positive. Because trust me, I've heard all of that. And if I would have sat there and gave in and listened to those people that were trying to tell me how to live my life and what I should do and not do, if I would have sat there and just waited on them, waited on their confirmation, waited on them to pat me on the back and tell me I was doing a good job, if I would have waited on them, I would not be where I am today. And I'm not where I want to be, but I'm so thankful that I'm not where I used to be. I'm moving, I'm thriving, and I'm moving forward. I'm making necessary steps to get to where I'm trying to go. I'm not just sitting up waiting on people to give me a hand and to tell me what to do. I'm not doing that. I'm taking baby steps. Every day, I'm growing and I'm learning more and more about myself. I'm learning more and more about the things that I want to do in life. I'm doing my research. I'm doing the work. So as long as you're doing the work, you know that you're going to be unstoppable. I don't care what anyone has to say that's negative. You know what you're doing. You know what you're working on. So let that be your fuel. Let that be your motivation. And let you know that, hey, you got this. You could do anything that you want to do in this life. And I constantly tell my daughters that, because I believe in that. That was me at one point. not having motivation, having lack of motivation, being down on myself, sitting up waiting on people to validate me and tell me what I should do, and waiting on the applause and the pats on the back. That was me doing all that. That was me. I was the people pleaser. I was the one that was standing there waving my hands like, hey, look at me, look at me. But I'm no longer that person. I'm no longer that person. And some people like to take that and turn it around and say that it's being cocky or you're arrogant or, you know, you're conceited and all of that. If that's what it is, then that's what I am. Because I'm not worried about people that are not in my corner, people that are being negative, people that don't want to see me go forward in life and reach my goals. I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about getting myself together, because for so many years, I let myself go. I was slacking on self-esteem, self-confidence, self-love. I didn't have any of those things. And I thought I did. And if you'd have asked me, I would have told you that I did. But as I've been on my journey and I've learned so much about myself and just so much about life in general, I've realized and come to the conclusion that I didn't have any of those things. I constantly doubted myself. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could make it. Fast forward to today, I am thriving. And not only am I doing that, I'm putting in the work. I'm helping other people as well. I'm doing the work. But most importantly, I am putting me first. I've learned to put myself first. It is impossible to try to take care of other people or do anything for anyone else unless you take care of yourself first. I've learned that. And I'm here to encourage you on today to do the same thing. Make sure you put yourself first. Take those self-care days if you need to. Don't worry about anything and anyone else on that day. Or if you can't take a whole day, take a half a day. Take a few hours. Take 1 hour. Take 30 minutes, 10 minutes. Whatever you need just for yourself to not worry about anyone else. To put yourself first, to make sure you feel good for a change. Like I said, take baby steps. If you have to work all the way up to getting a full day, start out with 10 minutes. 10 minutes out of your entire day. I know you can take 10 minutes just for yourself. Close your eyes and meditate. Give yourself a massage. You know, I used to think that I had to get someone else to massage me and rub my hair, my head, and scratch my scalp and do all these things. I felt like I had to have someone else to do that for me. But through learning myself and developing self-love for myself, I've realized, yes, it is very nice to have other people to do that. But what if I don't have anyone to do it? I can do it myself. Because I know what I like. I know what feels good to me. So once I learn myself and I make sure that myself is comfortable, make sure I'm good, then I can move on and maybe, yeah, I can get someone else to do it. You know, but I'm going to take care of me first. That's the whole point of making. Take care of yourself. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day. If you have children that are in school, take that time while they're in school. If you have to work, do it on your off day. Don't make excuses. We're no longer making excuses. I don't have time. I have the children here. I have to go do this for that person. And make time for yourself. And stop making excuses as to why you're not putting yourself first for a change. I'll be the first one to tell you that those self-care days, those self-care hours, self-care minutes mean so much. Means a lot. Because I'm able to be a better mother, be a better friend, a better lover, because I'm taking care of me. So that's what we need to do in this season of our lives. Take care of yourself. Once again, it is nice to have someone else to do all of those things. But if you don't have that, what are you going to do? You're going to figure it out, right? You're going to do it yourself, right? Starts with yourself. Everything starts with yourself. And on that note, you guys, I am going to go ahead and end today's podcast. I thank you all so, so much for your support, for your love, for your kind words, for listening to my content. And I know some days I may speak about things that you don't resonate with and it has nothing to do with you. But just because you want to support me, you listen. And you listen to the entire episode. And I thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All of my subscribers, thank you. I see you guys. I see you. I see the love. I thank you for showing support. Because you didn't have to. You didn't have to, but you decided to, and I thank you. I think I pretty much covered everything. I did this episode, like I said, the other day. But come to find out, the mic wasn't working. So I had to replace my microphone. And make sure that doesn't happen again. That was an entire episode I had to delete. But it's okay. It's okay. I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And guess what? I love you too. And I want you all to have an amazing and blessed day.